I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a Victory Friday, John.
Yes, it is. It makes the weekend a heck of a lot more fun.
Had to have it. Backed into a corner. Wounded animal. Detroit stays in the hunt. 4 games to go.
Yeah. Greg and I are 1-0 on our picks, too.
And me.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, then. 248-539-9797. But we thought, hey, this is a bounce-back spot for Detroit. Mm-hmm. Things had swung maybe too far one way. People down on the team. They found a way to win that game. And there's a lot to point to. You can let us know what you were most encouraged by. Did they silence the doubt? Or do you still have some? Because they have a lot of work still to do, John.
Sure. They didn't solve all problems in one night. And to think that, I mean, they may even actually have complicated things. If Brian Branch is not going to go, is Kirby Joseph now going to be back? Hopefully he is. Amon-Ra St. Brown, we saw that he went out there and he's just a machine, even though he was hurt. And we had heard from him throughout the course of the week that it was worse than the one he had a couple of years ago. Yeah. That one, it caused him to miss a week. Now they have 10 days before they play the LA Rams. How healthy are they going to be?
You thought, hey, maybe St. Brown would be a bit of a decoy. 9 targets. He's bionic, man. Like, I mean, for him to come out and play the way he did.
Well, and for them to hit him, it was the first play of the game. I mean, that just, okay, it signals. I think that was such a key call in the game. And I'm not going to say it's the call of the game, but to send that message to the team, Amon-Ra St. Brown is fired up, ready to go, ready to make plays. He's dinged up. Other guys probably wouldn't be playing, yet he is. And then to also send that message to Dallas. Oh, you thought maybe you'd be facing the Lions without Amon-Ra St. Brown? Well, take it.
He's here. He's involved. I think he jogged off the field for the very next play, but it was the statement of, he's here. He's going to be involved. We're not just going to throw him off to the side and leave him. He's going to be in the game plan.
Yeah, and he knew all cameras were going to be on him to see how he's going to start the game. He jogs off, and he's over on the sidelines just bouncing around, ready to get back in.
Yep. So, things that you're encouraged by. 5 sacks. Mm-hmm. How about the Aquaman? Muhammad.
Yeah.
3 sacks in the game. Don't look now.
Only get him some help.
Don't look now. He leads the team in sacks. Yeah, if only we could get an edge opposite Muhammad. But 5 sacks, 3 turnovers, Jack Campbell with a sack, with a forced fumble, the center of this defense. Defense forced takeaways, got pressure, got sacks, sped up a quarterback. These are all very good things. The offense had explosives, had chunks. Still not great on third down, right?
No, 3 of 8.
Still only ran for 100 yards. But John, they win by double digits. They disco on Dallas in a gotta have it spot. I do not want to minimize the significance of what that was. John, they led. I mean, when it's 27-9 and Dallas is going to have some kind of comeback effort, Detroit makes sure to slam the door every single time. You bring it within 3, we march down the field. You want to score? We're going to score again to make it 14 at the end of the day.
And I really care that they only ran the ball for just over 100 yards, and it was 12 touches by Jahmyr Gibbs with 43 yards. Everybody's looking at that going, well, we just need more. We can't run the ball with Jahmyr Gibbs against Dallas. Well, you find other ways to get him the ball. 7 receptions for 77 yards, and, I mean, he scored 3 touchdowns on the ground. Like, so you can't get any more yards when you're crossing the goal line.
I thought a big swing in the game, too, was the middle 4 minutes. Last 2 of the first half, first 2 of the second half. Campbell used his time wisely, used his timeouts, got a field goal. No one's happy missing Tesla, but you get points. Then you get your interception, and then you make good on the Tesla touchdown 2 plays later. That's a 10-point swing in the middle 4 minutes of the football game. Well, ended up winning by double digits. I mean, stuff like that is pivotal. So let us know, 248-539-9797. We'll get the phone calls in the mix on this. Clearly, we want to know what stood out in this game. And if you want to start looking ahead a little bit, like, did they quiet the doubts or do you still have them? Let's get to Mike in Westland. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey, happy Victory Friday, gentlemen. My biggest concern, I was elated about the game last night. Awesome, great game. My biggest concern is every time they have these extended breaks, I think, you know, Campbell's done an amazing job. He runs a tight ship, everything else. When they have these extended breaks, it seems like they come back, they're a little flat. Not something you can do against the Rams. So what are your guys' thoughts on that, and how do you keep that in check, John?
Well, they didn't come out flat or lose last year after the Thanksgiving Day when they had the 10 days. Yeah, this year they came out flat after the bye week. I see this as, would I rather have the same rhythm, the same 7 days, and then you play? Sure. But I think it comes at a perfect time to get that extended break so that Amon-Ra St. Brown can get a little extra time. Maybe it's enough to get Branch on the field. Maybe we'll finally see Kirby Joseph. Like, at this time of the year, I'm okay with having a couple extra days in the week. Not a bye week, but just an extended time to be able to rest up, heal up, and maybe it's that extra time that they can spend, the coaches, of putting in a superior game plan to compete against the Rams.
Right. Okay. Have a good weekend, gentlemen.
Thanks. You too, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Let's get to John in Canton. John, good morning.
Hey, happy Friday, guys.
You too.
Happy Victory Friday.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, you know, it seemed like their defense, I don't know if they're playing more zone yesterday, but, you know, there was not as many wide. There was a couple, you know, plays where the guys were like wide open, but it seems like they kept them, you know, tighter and in check. And I also want to say Maddox coming in for Harper, he played great.
Yeah, I there were some mistakes, but I thought that I like the speed at which he plays the game. He plays fast. He plays intense. He's not as afraid to shy away from any hit. I agree with you. I think he played well for the most part.
Yeah, I think he was up there in the tackles, you know, right around the top. And, he was in there on, you know, a lot of plays.
Yeah. Played good. Not well. Words matter.
Some text coming in. 248-539-9797. Says, guys, I believe the 10 days last year was the Bills game. They played Thursday on Thanksgiving, Thursday the next week, and then had 10 days before Buffalo.
Oh, did they double dip on the Thursday
yeah,
last year?
And looking back, they did. It was the Bears on Thanksgiving and then the Packers on that Thursday. Remember, they went for it a bunch and Dan Sullivan was on the offense. So 10 days to prepare, they lost to Buffalo. Bye week, they lost to the Commanders.
Guess I'll have to rely on my looks. Just not smart enough.
But to his point then, so that's the Buffalo game, the playoff game, week one this year, you have all the time to prepare off the bye this week or this year. They lost. Look, I still think rest is important. I'm not going to sit here and say you don't want the time off. They just need to use it better.
Right. And it's game planning. It's guys that have been dinged up throughout the course of the year. It's Decker. Like to be able to, one of the things that Dan Campbell talked about is getting strength back in the shoulder so that, you know, he can go out there and perform. I think that is a positive, to have that extra time for him to rest that shoulder. It's every single guy that at this time of the year that's nicked and dinged. And hopefully you'll learn some lessons from what you did last year. In a season where you won 15 games, what went wrong in that 10 days leading up to the Buffalo game?
You know what I'm really happy about today? is we haven't taken a call. We've gotten some text. Haven't taken a call complaining about officiating. It was not a well-officiated game.
No.
But
either way.
Either way. But Detroit had a safety that was taken off the board. They had a play that should have been a free play where three different Cowboys jumped off sides. And inexplicably, flag gets picked up and it's fourth and two and Detroit's got a punt. There were offensive PI call on Dallas late that inexplicably bad call. But I love that we're not fixated on officiating because good teams don't let bad calls cripple them.
It was the same thing last week. Yeah, I mean, when you look at that, you could say, well, your momentum was killed early in the game because of a bad call. Well, no, you just didn't play good enough for 60 minutes to win that game.
Right. Look, I mean, Detroit was up 20-9, and I didn't think they got many good calls in the first half, but they were up double digits. You know, and whenever Dallas would make a run,
Detroit would respond.
Slam their door. In a lot of ways, that's what they did last year. That felt very reminiscent. There are moments this season where they've been, oh, that's the 23 team. That's the 24 team. They're still in there somewhere, right? The Ravens game or the Bucks game. And last night, double-digit disco against the Cowboys in a gotta-have-it spot. Primetime felt very reminiscent of the peak of what this team has done. The problem is there have also been too many valleys this season.
Yeah.
So that's as I sit today, I go, okay, well, string something together. That's going to be what this is all about. String it together. They haven't won back-to-back games since October 5th. Going to need to win back-to-back games to make the playoffs. 248-539-9797. We got phone calls to get to. It's 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, 97.1. We're going to get the phones in the mix. We want to hear from Lions fans today. The most encouraging thing from that performance in a gotta-have-it spot. A lot to choose from. Dan Campbell gave out four game balls, if you want an idea of just how many performances there were to choose from. The other question is obviously, okay, you win, you stay in the hunt. Are they winning you over? This is a week of a lot of frustrations. A lot of phone calls, texts, people angry, frustrated. They're not going to get in. Did this win you over? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Craig in Chesterfield. Craig, good morning.
Morning. Happy Victory Friday, guys.
You too.
So the big positive I saw was them working with the offensive line because Cologne started and he got beat in the beginning of the game. And then they benched him for a little bit and brought the rookie in. And then he came back out and he actually made a couple really nice blocks to give Gibbs some access to the touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So I was happy to see that they're working with what they got, because, you know, that's kind of the tale of our team, is put the pieces in place of, you know, last season and this season. And then the only negative thing I kind of have is some of the play calling. Like, why are we still lining Dan Skipper at wide receiver? It doesn't make sense to me sometimes. And even the wildcat formation with Cunningham on the one play that went, I think, a yard. Like, I don't know if he misses Ben Johnson that much that he's trying to bring his essence in, but it's sometimes I'm like, what are we doing? Let's just run the ball like we should.
Well, I mean, I understand different looks and making defenses line up against different things. If I'm Jared Goff, I just tell Skip, stay where you are, because there was no one on him. Loft the ball out to him, and that ball hit him right in the chest.
I know it's every lineman's dream to catch that fade corner in the back.
I don't think they're going to go that far. But I'm somewhat with you now. I don't know what that play was going to be.
Yeah.
You bring him in motion, and if he's going to be the crack back block or setting the edge, sometimes you're doing these things. Why do you go with a wham block with a tight end? Right. It's because you're trying to get leverage on a three technique or a two eye. It's the same thing when you're bringing a receiver in motion, or it's Skip coming in motion. You're trying to create leverage, and that one went awry. No one, I was disgusted with it as well, but I don't necessarily know that one is. They've done it before. They've done it multiple times. I didn't see that as a huge red flag.
I'm not losing any sleep over it. They like to show wrinkles. They like to keep teams honest. Skip's in the game a lot because they're missing their top two tight ends.
Yeah.
And because the interior has been shaky. So if you can play with six offensive linemen occasionally, you can help out an offensive line that struggled.
And if getting to the edge with him outside Sewell or him outside Decker gives you something better than Decker next to Cologne or Decker next to Frazier, I'll go that route.
Yeah, and do you want to run into the teeth of the Cowboys defense repeatedly, or do you want to have a little extra oomph on the edge to try to get outside?
No, and that's what I really liked about the play calling that Dan Campbell had. And I know we took calls, hey, Dan needs to give up play calling. I like the game plan because they didn't sit there, you know, hard-headed and say, hey, I don't care if it's Miles Frazier or if it's Cologne, we're going to have to run against Quinnen Williams. No. They dabbled in there a little bit. Sometimes you have to do that. But for the most part, they were attacking the edges. And when they found out at times that that didn't work, how do we get Jahmyr Gibbs the ball?
Yep.
You throw it to him on a screen. You line him up as a receiver. Like, you still get him the ball. You don't just have to hand it to him. You can toss it to him as well.
Yeah, it wasn't that Dan needed to give up play calling duties. He needed to do a better job.
Yes.
Most coaches can handle it.
Yeah, and I thought he did a good job of protecting the interior of that offensive line, putting them in position to be successful.
Let's get to David in Detroit. David, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Yeah, so last week there was a big issue with the clock management, like the two-minute drive before the half. I remember seeing, and my memory's a little fuzzy. I usually have a couple drinks in me but when I'm watching the game. But I remember Goff, I think he had to spike the ball and then call a timeout. One of those plays, I remember being pretty like what the hell is going on here? And then, so we kind of wasted the timeout. But last night, we did a good job calling timeout, running the two-minute drive, making some short pass completions, like to end the half. So I thought that was a big improvement. And last week, I remember being really mad about it. And yesterday, I was like, okay, they got the time management down a little bit better this time. Whatever you guys think about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Time management's a little bit easier to manufacture and do and make those calls when you're always playing with the lead. So at the end of the half, they had the lead and could have had a bigger lead going into halftime. They just got to hit Tesla.
Matt, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to say, first of all, I've called a couple times, and I wanted to make sure I said thank you for what you guys do there. It's a big deal. Obviously, I don't live in Michigan anymore, so my only touch with what I would call official family members is getting to listen to you guys every day that I get to commute in and work here, and I really want to say thank you very much. It's a big deal for me.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Number two is last night, it didn't matter to me at this point, and here's why, please. It's not a knock. I'm excited for the Lions. I'm excited for the family members, the base, everybody that we got a win last night. But what I'm looking at in the grand scheme of this is here, the win-loss record for the teams that Detroit has beat that had losing records. And again, I understand football. I understand how that works. But I'd like to hear from you guys. If we go into next week and we let Stafford and Coach Clapp beat us, what does that say if we end up just the rest of the year beating teams that don't have the great records? If we go into the playoffs and we don't beat teams that have strong records,
yep.
Where does that really leave us?
I mean, obviously, it leaves you with an early exit in the playoffs.
Yes.
Does that change anything for you guys looking at the season then going,
oh, it'd be a disappointment. It'd be a letdown.
Sure, and we would be able to look back and say, okay, well, you played the Chiefs at the time and you lost. You played the Vikings, and they didn't have a winning record, but it's the Eagles, it's the Packers, it's starting off with the Packers as well. You're not wrong in what you're looking at. And if you look back and you say, well, they lost to the Rams, but they beat the Steelers, the Vikings, and then we'll see what they do against the Bears. That's going to be one of those games where you scored 52 on them early in the season. They obviously are performing much better. What are you going to be when you have that direct head-to-head competition at looking at, and can you beat a good team?
To his point, I think they have a lot to prove, and it's not taking anything away from last night, but they're still not a Super Bowl team.
I don't think they're a Super Bowl favorite.
And they're not even a playoff team. Right now.
Correct.
So, I mean, I just call it what it is. Last night was necessary, but in terms of silencing doubt and getting total buy-in and buyback from people who are concerned, how about win two in a row?
Mm-hmm. And beat a good team.
And beat good teams. So the Rams would check both boxes. Yep. I mean, this is a Super Bowl favorite or co-favorite. You got to go to their place. You get 10 days to prepare. John, it would be back-to-back wins for the first time since early October. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like that is a very fair criticism right now is, be excited about last night. Enjoy the hell out of beating the Cowboys in primetime. Never apologize for it. But the true test of this team is going to be beating significant opponents week over week, sustaining success. Because, John, if they get into the playoffs, they don't get to use the Dan Campbell bounce back stat.
Yeah.
It's great that this team always rallies, but if you lose in week one or two of the playoffs, they don't go back to the practice field and gear up to play again. So I still feel like there are doubts with this football team. Let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. So I've got a little good news out of Michigan schools. A fresh statewide report finds that public school students are making real gains in math, even as reading still hasn't fully recovered. So the report, which is part of this ongoing look at student achievement following the pandemic and the school closures, found the state's public schools students have made meaningful progress, but have not fully recovered from the pandemic era disruptions to student learning. So across grades, students showed improvement in math, and in several grades, math is showing like the best levels in 3 years. So that is great.
Okay, yeah.
Students are catching up and going beyond where we were before. But reading scores, however, aren't bouncing back at the same pace, especially in the early grade, the elementary school kids, where students are still struggling to hit those pre-pandemic levels. But of course, yep. Hopefully, there's still hope,
keep
right?
Working on it. Yep.
Keep going. A Michigan man from Newaygo County recently won $1 million after buying a lottery ticket from the state's luckiest store.
Oh, where's this?
Well, he lives in Newaygo, and he purchased it, just north of Grand Rapids. I'll tell you about the store in a minute. So he learned about this ticket, this super raffle.
John.
Yeah, I'm getting there. And he stopped at Party World. That's the name of the store to buy a ticket. And the store is referred to the luckiest store in Michigan because of all of the winning tickets it has sold. But he won. He took home a one-time lump sum payment of $693,000. He says he hopes to turn the prize into a generational wealth by investing it. So he's going to take it all and invest it. And the lottery is saying, hey, it's impossible to know which store is going to sell you a winning ticket, but Party World is very lucky. So the store has sold a 57 million winning Mega Millions ticket. That was in 2008. And from there, it has sold tickets with 14 prizes of $10,000 or more. Four of those wins include prizes that were $100,000 or more. So it's just a very lucky store. So
yeah, you have to get there to get your Powerball ticket.
Yeah. What's that up to now?
It's 750 or north of that. Last I saw the billboard.
Wow. This is pretty cool. You can go and check out the RoboCop statue that is now found a home in Eastern Market. This is about 15 years in the making. The 11-foot-tall, 3,500-pound statue was installed at Eastern Market on Wednesday afternoon, and it was really inspired by a tweet that is all the way back to 2010. It was to then-Mayor Dave Bing, and it's suggested that we should have a RoboCop statue, kind of like Philadelphia's Rocky statue,
yeah.
Right? And they, whoever said this said that RoboCop would be a great ambassador for Detroit. Well, he responded, said, no, that's not going to happen. Well, Detroiters wanted it to happen. They did this whole crowdfunding. They raised more than $67,000, and this Detroit sculptor made it, finished it back in 2017, and then it's just kind of gotten stored away from public view. Well, it has officially found a home. You can go check it out now.
Cool.
And
where'd you say it is again?
It's an Eastern Market.
Okay, yeah.
And people have already went to go see it, and one person just says that it's a symbol of hope. So go check it out.
Okay.
I really want to get to the next story, but I'll save it. It has something to do with Frosty the Snowman and
we're gonna have to hit that one. Yeah.
All right, we got another news in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get after it. It's 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's more like it. That's a double-digit win at home and a gotta-have-it spot for the Lions. A victory Friday, if you will. 248-539-9797. Some of the response on the text. We'll get to the phones. Guys, is it just me, or does Jahmyr Gibbs remind you of watching Barry back in the day? He juked a couple players out of their jocks last night, signed Eric.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a one-for-one swap, but when you see him just make defenders look foolish, you get a little bit of that.
The stat now, 47 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Before 25.
It ties Barry Sanders for the most ever, and John, I'm going out on a limb and think he scores a touchdown.
Probably.
At least
the rest of the
at least one before the year ends. Guys, we just need to treat every game like we lost the last one and we'll never lose again. That's Brandon in St. Clair Shores.
Well, I mean, you get to a point where every game is a must win, and not everyone is a must win from here on out. I think you just got to get to 11 wins. We would love to be able to get to 12 and make it a little bit more comfortable.
We got a text today that said, can you guys convince Dan Campbell when you have him on that somehow they lost this game?
Yeah. Start with that question.
So, Dan, following a loss, what do you have to do?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Mm-hmm. But, Dan, you just got to have the mentality of a team that lost last week. You guys are 15-0 following a loss over 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got? This says, can we put the doubt conversation on hold for 24 hours? Let's enjoy this win for the moment.
I'm right there. They didn't solve all their problems, but we can enjoy the fact that Tom Kennedy had an impact in this game. Amon-Ra St. Brown, a special performance because we know what he was fighting through. I thought Jared Goff was really good. Look on the defense, and it's you know, Al-Qadim Muhammad. Celebrate some of the fun moments from last night, knowing that it's not a perfect team. It still has its flaws.
Yeah, we're going to play Dan Campbell at 9 o'clock. He gave up 4 game balls. I think that's a record. I think there were a lot of standout performances to highlight, so we'll get into it at 9:02. This text says, I agree with the previous caller. The teams we've beaten are average to below average. Last night was a good game, but I'm still in a position as a Detroit fan where I'm extremely disappointed coming off the last 2 years they've had.
So Dallas coming into that game was one of the hottest teams in the NFL. And when we talked to Tuck yesterday, he brought up the point that, you know, 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, they started to get reinforcements by getting healthy and getting 5 starters back. They go to the trade deadline. They get Quinnen Williams, who's been he's been rejuvenated and has been playing at a high level. So this is a much different team than the first 5 weeks of the seasons of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, we can't have it both ways. We can't go all week and talk about how formidable Dallas is. They beat the Eagles. They beat the Chiefs. They're a different team post-deadline, post-Quinnen.
And then it was a 6-5 team.
Right. Well, now they're 6-6. They don't even have a winning record,
right,
John.
Yeah.
I also think there is a fair measured response of, we've seen the Lions respond once. We've seen them respond over and over again after a loss, but we haven't seen them get in a groove this season.
And they're going to have to. I mean, they're going to have to continue to respond. They're not coming off of a loss,
right,
but they also know what the next loss could possibly mean to them.
Right, and there's no better time than the present. Rams are arguably the best team in football. You're going to their place. If you want to start stacking signature performances, not many bigger than if they go out to LA and put 2 and 2 together, and that's a win streak.
I think there are the term must win is overused throughout every single sport. Last night was a must win, knowing you're going to LA and playing one of the best teams in the NFL, knowing that you had to win 4 of the last 5 to be able to get into the postseason.
Get to the phones. We got Terry in Lake Orion. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is Jeremy.
Oh,
nope. Jeremy, how you doing, man? Hey,
good, good. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good. Calling a couple things. Want to give compliments to the O-line. I mean, I feel like Goff last night just had more time, looked more comfortable back there. And that's the people that shame Goff. You can see it's directly correlated to the offensive line. When he's got time, he can pick them apart pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, look, he early in the game, there was some pressures, some leaks up front, and he was just throwing the ball away. He settled in.
Yeah, well, and the protection got better throughout the course of the game.
Yeah, I think those go hand in hand to your point.
Absolutely. And secondly, do you guys have some concern about going into Chicago? I mean, that's going to be a big game for us, a swing game. Going into Chicago, Soldier Field, outdoor, last game of the year against Ben Johnson. I could see that one being tough outdoors, you know.
Oh, sure. They're playing much better now than they were at the beginning of the season. That in and of itself. The pressure of it probably won't be a must win for the Bears to get into the playoffs, but it may be a must win. Win and you're in, lose and you're your offseason starts.
You're done. Yeah, the Bears are a team where I don't feel like they're elite or anything, but I give them credit for finding ways to win, right? Yeah. I mean, the Eagles win is a significant big boy win. A lot of their wins are against lowly teams, but they've found ways to win. The team Detroit hung 50 on in week 2, I think they're a different team now. It's going to be a different game when they play in week 18.
That win for the Bears against Philly is what the Lions need next week against the Rams. Got to show that you can win against a really good team.
That's really well said. Some more responses. We beat the Bears by 30, and they're the one seed. How can you say we've beaten no one? I think we just kind of explained. I mean,
yeah.
way teams are playing when you play teams. Luckily, the Lions were able to get a couple key turnovers, but this game could have ended really bad. I'm nervous to get on board with this team. I can't afford to get my heart broken again. I don't know. What's 50 times? 51 times? 52 times? I don't get the last part of that text. I can't afford to get my heart broken again. If you're a Lions fan, like...
Yeah.
I would hope that wouldn't scare you at this point in your life.
And I mean, it just depends on when it's going to happen. There's only one team that doesn't get their heart broke.
I get having some reservations with getting all the way back on board. I mean, the Super Bowl standard, they're not a Super Bowl team right now.
Yeah.
They're not a playoff team right now. But look, the runway is there. I mean, we've talked about it. Running out of time, but the runway is still there. And last night kept them on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Victor in Inkster. You're on 97.1.
Yes.
What's up?
Good morning. Just want to make a few comments. You know, all week I've been hearing people complaining and why we're not going to make the playoffs, this and that. And, you know, so-called Lions fans, it seems like, you know, when everything is going good, everybody's on board. But when it goes a little sideways, you know, people just jump off the wagon. So I just got a short comment as far as that's concerned. You know, I have much respect for the diehard SOL fans who've been there from day one. You know, to me, those are the real fans, opposed to the fair weather bandwagon fans who jump on when they win and are quick to jump off when they lose. You know, just get over it. Come on, either you all in or not. So,
Victor, do you feel like a real fan can be critical of their team?
Yes, they can, but don't just throw out the baby with the bathwater or whatever, so to speak. Just, yeah, okay, every team goes through its ups and downs. But if you're all in, don't be so quick to give up on your team. You know, like I said, the SOL fans, they were still showing up rooting for their team when they were 0-16. Of course you have the right to be critical. But I think, you know, you get a little overdramatic and you lose your credibility as a fan when I just hear these people,
Victor,
complaining.
Do they look like a team that's going to win the Super Bowl to you right now?
No, they
okay.
don't.
Okay.
No, but in, their, in Victor's them. Defense oh, yeah. And in my defense is in looking at this, they're not playing the Super Bowl coming up this weekend.
Right. No, and I think that's, Victor, what you were just saying, right. I think is super important there is you're going to root like hell for your team, win, lose, or draw. That to me is the right. only qualification to be a fan. I think you can be as critical and upset after a loss as anybody and still be a fan as long as you're rooting for your team. Doesn't mean it's always going to go well. Doesn't mean you always have to sugarcoat it or pretend it's going well.
Mm-hmm.
But we're rooting like hell for this team to put it together down the stretch. It's 97.1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. So whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly. Well, we have some reported news.
You just told me it's bad news. I don't know what it is.
Yes, and so this is from Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport. On Twitter, Tom Pelissero puts this out there. He says, Lions standout defensive back Brian Branch is feared to have suffered an Achilles injury on Thursday night. Sources tell me and at Ian Rappaport, Branch will have further tests this morning, but another potential blow to a Detroit team coming off a huge win.
Achilles about the worst injury you could suffer. Yeah?
No, but it's certainly going to be season ending. And it, in terms of the length of recovery, you start to look at the beginning of next year and say, is this a very similar time frame to when we lost Aleem McNeil?
It is, because this is December of last year is when Aleem McNeil went down. But Achilles is big for explosiveness. It's like you see with NBA, like point guards, that Achilles, It zaps a lot of that quick twitch. And it's a painful recovery. No?
No. My Achilles injury was one of the least painful ones that I had.
Interesting.
And so, but it affects everyone differently. There were some guys that they went down and you thought that they just got,
taken out.
A leg amputated.
Yeah.
And so it does. It really affects everyone differently.
Does it affect a tackle differently than a safety?
So I was around guys of all positions that this happened to. There are an Achilles, even an ACL, right? An ACL used to be a career ender. Achilles used to be a career ender. It's not. And there are so many more new methods to repair, to rehab, that I have no question that he'll be able to, odds are stacked in his favor, that he'll be able to come back and be the same player he was. I just don't know if it'll be late August, September, or if you're going to be looking at this into October of next year. He's young enough,
right?
And youth always plays a big part of this.
What is the worst injury someone could suffer then? If it's not Achilles, what would it be?
Paralyzed.
Okay, Tom.
I mean, yeah. Well, so, I mean,
death. Yes. If you died on the football field.
That's payback for your picks comment earlier.
Okay. Shy of dying or being unable to use your extremities.
Anything that would create nerve damage.
Okay.
And so, like, if you had, I had both. I had the Achilles injury, and I also had a, tib fib fracture with a dislocated ankle. That created nerve issues in the bottom of my foot. Can't really feel the bottom of my foot anymore. That, to me, was a bigger, worse injury than the Achilles.
So we know it's an Achilles injury.
That's what's being reported. I don't know. It doesn't say the extent. Yes, it just says suffered an Achilles injury. Is feared to have suffered an Achilles injury.
Okay.
What about getting impaled by the yard marker?
Okay.
That one would be, I don't know if that one would be worse.
Depends on where.
Ricky Pearsall got shot, and he's fine. Ish.
That wasn't on the field. I'm
included. I know. But, yes.
Okay.
What about the fireworks going crazy when they're coming out?
It is one of the worst. Completely throw you under the bus.
It's typically seen as
there's a lot more stigma around it than reality, though.
And that's a fair point. Things are getting better. I had always thought Achilles worse than ACL, and both of those are seen to be like season ending and roll into next year kind of injuries.
I think an ACL is more like you have the opportunity to have more complications down the road than your Achilles injury.
Okay. But you're thinking now he's not going to play the rest of the season.
Depending on what the tests show today.
We're not doctors. We haven't looked at it. Nothing's official, but that's a huge blow for a team that's still got to find a way in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now, beyond.
Well, and you're trying to figure out, okay, is Kirby Joseph going to be able to be back? And you'd rather have them both, but if you're down, not currently both, if you can get one of them back.
All right. Well, passing it along to people. On what is otherwise a pretty fun Friday.
Yes.
A victory Friday.
Yes.
Guys, what gave me hope last night was Dan Gamble punting on a 4th and short early in the game, Corey, in Oxford.
Say that again. Sorry, I was reading Twitch.
He said Dan Gamble punting on a 4th and short early in the game.
Yeah. I most of those, I'm not going to give him too much credit. I mean, I think he did a great job of calling the offense. But in regards to whether to go for it or kick a field goal, punt the ball, most of those were fairly obvious decisions to make.
There were two fourth downs I think you could have looked to gauge where his head was at. The first was, I think he's referring to a 4th and 2 at their own 37. And Dan, at his most gamble, goes for a 4th and 2 near midfield, right?
Yeah.
Punts. The other one is a 4th and 5, and they elect to go with Bates for 52 yards, and the kick gets blocked. I thought that was the right call.
Yeah.
Given what we've discussed, they're not converting 4th down the way they used to. It's not 4th and a yard or 4th and 2 yards. It's 4th and 5. Mm-hmm. The kick at 52 is something you should expect Bates to make. I thought that was a good barometer check of where Campbell was at in terms of aggressiveness last night.
Yeah.
Maybe not changing who he is completely because no one wants him to do that, but just one notch lower. Hey, if it's not 4th and obvious, if we're not in enemy territory, we're going to use our kicking game, whether that's field goals or punts. Guys, if we win next week, people are saying no one wants any part of the Lions in January. Things can change in a hurry.
Sure they can. And but you got to go out there and prove it. You proved it last night against a team that was really hot, and they were playing some of the best football in the NFL.
As much as I enjoyed the win last night, there were still things that were concerning. Hutch got manhandled all night, mostly one-on-one. You're making a face.
There was a lot of double teams. I'll have to go back and I'll put my chart together this weekend. But if you're accounting for him, what do you need? You need somebody opposite him, and Al-Qaeda Muhammad was that guy last night. 3 sacks. I'll take it. I don't care where they come from, but if Hutch continues to have the motor and the presence that he is, and he attracts double and triple teams, then Ali McNeil, Al-Qaeda Muhammad, whoever it is, do something. And last night we had people do something.
Worst injuries you could suffer, says Alex Smith.
Yeah, that one was worse.
Neck injuries can be pretty awful. How about a severed ball sack?
Well, it depends on the recovery. I mean, the rehab on that might not be so bad.
Guys, I'm aware football is a contact sport. You can't tell me this doesn't have something to do with strength and conditioning coaches. Why do we have so many injuries? When the hell are we going to get better strength and conditioning plans? I'm tired of this, Jared in Woodhaven.
I mean, injuries happen. And, I mean, you got to take the good with the bad. You got to find a way to overcome.
All right, we're going to play Dan Campbell's victory speech in the locker room after the update. Because, you know, he's all fired up. This is a big spot. And he gave out not one game ball, not two game balls, 4 game balls. So, a lot of performances to single out. We're going to do that
to start the next hour.
Yeah, John, I want to know about your game balls.
Okay.
You can go ahead and hand out your game balls next. We want to hear from you guys. It's 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.